a blessing in disguise. And then if you really want to, what we've seen now with multiple successful series, I think most notably Breaking Bad in recent years, if you've got this hit series and you end it when it's still on top, you can always just spin off.
Sure.
And make a series about one of these characters that can be similarly compelling. Like Better Call Saul is, in my opinion, just as compelling, just as good as Breaking Bad, in some ways better. So if you want to do that with Ted Lasso, you can do it. And the success that the show's had ensures that there will be an audience for that.
Story number four.
Congratulations to Phil Clark, local baseball icon. Sitting around last night doing some reading and saw this pop up at the Commercial Appeal's website. A really nice story done by Winston Wilcox at the Commercial Appeal. Phil Clark going to be honored tonight. Lifetime Achievement Award at the Orpheum, honored by the Commercial Appeal. And so I told this story the Monday after the Iverson Classic, which was held at Bartlett High, where Phil is now an administrator there. I was there for 5 minutes, and one of the first people I bumped into was Phil Clark. And, like, we were just, like, he was walking by, and I was sort of working on some pregame stuff, but we locked eyes the way you sometimes do when people are walking around. And it was like, here's two people who maybe haven't seen each other in 20 years, like, locking eyes. And it's like, oh, man. And it was great to see him. He took me on a tour of all the upgrades over at Bartlett, and we just, you know, got to talk for about 20 minutes. And this is a guy who, you know, when I played baseball as a kid, like Phil Clark was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phil Clark, the head coach at Germantown High. And then his best team, I think, is probably the 1995 Germantown High School team that won the national championship. They went 38-0 that season. And 95 was, you know, my senior year of high school. And we played them in my senior year at Germantown High. They obviously beat us. If I remember correctly, Jay Hood, who was, you know, their All-American best player. They had, like, some really high-level guys. Jay Hood, Chris Lauterhaus being the two highest level. And they beat us, but it was just so cool to play those guys because, you know, we were naive, of course, a little bit foolish, maybe overconfident, but we were like, we're just as good as these guys. We weren't, but we thought we could maybe pull one off. It didn't go so well for us. We didn't get embarrassed, but we lost the game. But that team never lost that entire season. And obviously national championships in high school are largely, you know, paper championships. Like, it's just who had the best record, who won some big games. You know, somebody votes on it somewhere. But still, that 95 Germantown team is a national championship team. Phil Clark coached that team. Then I go to college. I get hired at the Commercial Appeal. I'm covering preps. And so one of the big high school programs, you know, at that time, it's like Melrose football was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd cover Melrose football. And that was awesome. Like going to Orange Mound for those games. That's when Tim Thompson was at Melrose. Lynn Lang was at Tresvant. Those were like really fun things. But on the baseball side, it was Germantown High and Phil Clark. And he had that team with Paul Mahalam that was awesome. And Paul Mahalam, of course, went on to have a really good Major League Baseball career. And then, of course, ultimately he moves to Bartlett and is still, an administrator at Bartlett High School now. And so when I saw that last night, it made me smile because if anybody in local sports deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award at the high school level, I think you could easily argue it's Phil Clark. So congrats to him. And like I said, honor well deserved. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you live in the Memphis area, you should have heard of Stack's Pancake Kitchen by now. It's tremendous. My favorite breakfast spot. And this is Gary Parrish with some great news, specifically that the new location is open in South Haven. They're in the new Silo Square right across from Snowden. So Stack's is now in East Memphis, Germantown, and South Haven, meaning wherever you are, you're close to one. It's locally owned.
owned and operated. More importantly, it's awesome. So pop into one of the locations or let Stacks cater for you. It's Stacks Pancake Kitchen, home of the outstanding Stacks Breakfast Burger. Online, StacksPancakes.com.
The best sports book in Vegas is finally open in Tennessee. That's right. Superbook Sports is now ready for business in the Volunteer State. So bring the top-rated sportsbook in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now. Superbook has a direct line to Las Vegas odds makers and the best odds around. So Tennessee, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Yes, I work out every day. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. When I go to the gym, I think about real estate. Not really. I think about which exercises will take the poundage from the chocolate cake off the quickest. Then it dawns on me. Golf is the absolute best exercise. Swinging those heavy clubs, those heavy golf balls and tees, and climbing into and out of the golf cart. It's a good thought, but not realistic. Just like I overheard today, someone said the real estate market is so good that they're going to sell their home themselves. While it might occasionally work, you could end up tying your home up for weeks or months while your neighbor's home sold in 30 days because they listed with me. If you're thinking of selling, before you think you can do it yourself, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure I am one of them. Find out why people say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546.
Guests out here on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yes, so what if I was looking at you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
When disaster strikes, you know who to call. I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they are the largest. Call them because they're the best at solving problems after a disaster. Look, I hope you never have a disaster. Boy, that'd be awesome. What an awesome life if you never have a disaster. But odds are you're going to have one at some point. Water damage, fire damage, smoke damage, mold, maybe just damage caused by a storm. If any of those things happen, if you encounter any of those problems, please call Service Master by Cornerstone. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It's locally owned and locally operated. Service Master by Cornerstone, 901-624-9200 is the number. 624-9200. They're available 24/7, so you need them, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be there whenever you need them. It's Service Master by Cornerstone. On the web, smcornerstone.com. When you need them, go check the website, smcornerstone.com. My buddy Ryan asked a question on Twitter. He said he's not a fan of these guys back in the LIV Golf Association, but how can the PGA Tour suspend players that aren't employees of the PGA Tour? They're independent contractors. How would that work? According to Golf Digest, something that I had read recently is that the PGA Tour has the discretion to enact rules of conduct of its members, employees, and independent contractors. And one of the provisions in the PGA Tour player handbook and tournament regulations is that each PGA Tour member acknowledges the commissioner,
the tour's policy board and the appeals committee have the authority to permanently ban a member from playing in a tour co-sponsored, approved, or coordinated tournament if the member violates its regulations. The handbook also provides that a player ceases to be a member of the PGA Tour if, in the judgment of the policy board, the member commits a serious breach of the tournament regulations, the PGA's Tour's code of ethics, or otherwise conducts himself in a manner unbecoming of a professional golfer. And one such regulation generally prohibits tour players from playing in events when there is a PGA Tour approved or sponsored event taking place at the same time, which is the case this week on the PGA Tour as it relates to that LIV Golf event just outside of London. So once these players put a tee in the game, in the ground, and tee off on Thursday, they are, you know, technically speaking, at risk of being permanently banned from the PGA Tour. They can, you know, try to, you know, take it to court and fight a fight, but the PGA Tour, according to the way everything's written now, has the right to do it. And so now the golf world waits to see what they're going to do with Phil Mickelson, with Sergio Garcia, with Dustin Johnson, and perhaps Ricky Fowler as well. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
People like money, you know that?
People do like money.
Yeah, that's my sense of what's happening here.
You know, it's easy to just bang on Phil Mickelson right now, and maybe we all should bang on Phil Mickelson right now. But if I'm Phil Mickelson, under these very specific set of circumstances, I probably do it too.
Oh, I probably would too. I mean, yeah, it's with the circumstances being he doesn't have any money. Is that what we're saying?
The circumstances being this, as we know it, as we think we know it, he probably doesn't have as much money as you think he should have for a variety of reasons. He doesn't consistently compete successfully on the PGA Tour anymore. He's 51 years old, and though he did have incredible tens of millions of dollars per year coming in sponsorships, a lot of that is now gone as well. So now you're sitting here, 51, you've gone from, at least from a distance among golf fans, really likable to the guy who tried to help take down the PGA Tour. Your colleagues have bashed you. You do need money, and this thing is giving you, the reports are, $200 million guaranteed just to come show up and commit to our tour. And then whatever you can win while playing, you get to keep that too.
Well, yes. Okay, but that stipulates that the sponsors had dropped out, which they did. But at that point, he appeared already going to the tour. So the question is, before you said what you said, which then lost you the sponsors, if you were Phil Mickelson, I mean, very clearly, like Tiger has made enough, Jack Nicklaus has made enough money that he doesn't, you know, he just doesn't want to do it. Like, he's like, I don't need to mess with my legacy, whether it's sullying it or not. I made my living with the PGA Tour. I got plenty of money. I heard you talking about this last week. Got plenty of money. Sure, it would be a lot more money, but at what point, you know, why do I need that much more money? And I think probably if Phil Mickelson had not dithered away or whatever he did with his money, he might have made the same decision way back when, right? But it feels like he's put himself in not a more precarious situation. He could still make more money being disgraced Phil Mickelson in the next 5 years than I will make in my entire life. So let's not pretend he's, you know, on the street corner holding out a tin cup. But yes, I think because of the way he has conducted his life, and he hasn't, you know, doesn't sound like he's let's go do this. Of course, Ricky Fowler, he's not disgraced at all. He just knows he's not going to win on the PGA Tour, and so he's saying, "What the hell? Let's take the money."
What?
I don't really. I'm not going to get outraged about taking the money. You know what? Joe Biden is asking. He's talking to Saudi Arabia right now and asking him to, you know, produce some more gasoline. And, you know, in the end, we've sold planes to Saudi Arabia, warplanes to Saudi Arabia. Like, it's not like we are perfectly pristine in who we deal with all the time. And so I think both Phil Mickelson and Greg Norman, for that matter, had said some stupid things about Saudi Arabia. But you know what? In the end, I'm not going to criticize people for going for the bag.
Yeah, because where do you draw the line in this, you know, having a moral compass? Like, okay, let's start it with you cannot take money from the Saudis. It's blood money. Okay, I think most of us in a vacuum could agree with that. Like, it's kind of an uneasy thing to a rough position to put yourself in. All right, can you buy stuff from Amazon? It's ruining small town America.
Can you do business with China?
Yeah,
you know? You do business with China? And here's an interesting question. There's a lot of people been banging on the NBA and NBA players for doing business with China, right? It's very popular in some quarters to bang on the NBA for doing business with China. Are those same people banging on Phil Mickelson? It tends to be a different group of people who are now banging on Phil Mickelson, right? Like, where are you going to find your purity?
Well, that's the thing. Like, it comes down to, where do you draw this line? Like, I would never take money from Saudi Arabia. Okay, cool. Next question. Would you take money from China? Well, yeah, maybe.
I mean, they're doing it. They're engaged in a genocide, as far as I can tell. China is, you know, like, whatever. Like, it just seems like hideous. So, you know, I think for most golf fans and for the PGA, and this is much less about the impurity of dealing with a Saudi Arabian backed tour than it is about, damn, I want to watch Phil Mickelson. Like, we want everyone to be in one place. This feels a little bit like when Dr. J went to the ABA or something. You know, we want, as fans, and certainly the tour does, they want everybody in one place. They don't want to deal with a rival league. Why would they want to deal with a rival league? I think that's very clearly the PGA is doing this from a competitive standpoint. They're trying to protect their properties and their tournaments. And by the way, Memphis is one of them, obviously. It's not about moral purity for them.
No, it feels a little bit, and this doesn't hurt soccer, and the Champions League is a thing, but like the idea, like in America, we're so used to the best football players play in the NFL, the best basketball players play in the NBA, all of them. And the best baseball players play in Major League Baseball. And then in soccer, it's like some of them play in this league, and some of them play in this other league, and some of them play in this other league. And it's just like, it's just not the way we're used to viewing things, that all the best don't play. I know we've had it with basketball and even football at one point.
We have it in golf with the European Tour and the Asia Tour and whatever.
Yeah, but for the most part, the best players in the world,
for the most part, they're in the PGA.
Have been playing on the PGA Tour, and now some of them aren't. And Phil Mickelson's not one of the best players anymore. But he is clearly one of the biggest stars.
100%. Like right now, if every golfer in the world was at Southwind, the biggest gallery by far would be for Tiger.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
The next biggest gallery would be for Phil.
Well, maybe a year ago. It's been a rough year for Phil.
I'll be honest. Right now, it'd probably even be bigger. Right now, hey, Phil, it's his first tournament and whatever. Phil would have a bigger gallery than Rory. Or, you know, and Dustin, but then another big one would be Dustin Johnson, right? Like, he'd be another big one, too. And so they are losing two draws. There's no question about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. So if I put you, because some of the reporting today from Eric Prisbull is that the PGA Tour is going to sit back and, in an attempt to overshadow the celebration of this LIV golf event on Thursday, like the second these guys tee off, they will announce some sort of discipline for them as a slap down. Like, hey, we told you not to do this. Now you're doing it. Now you pay. They can do anything between, best I can tell, nothing and permanent PGA Tour suspension. What would you do?
First of all, I'd talk to my lawyers. You know? Like, in the end, who's going to win this? It's like with the NCAA. I don't know what the antitrust issues here, anti-competitive issues here are, et cetera. But if I think for now you do. Jeffrey was talking about this today. From now, if you ban them until the end of the year, right? Like, why don't you ban them from now until the end of the year and see what happens next or something like that? Like, suspend them for the end of the year would be one way to do it, would be sort of a half measure. But if you think you're on solid legal ground and you are trying to discourage other golfers from going, I think you want to put the hammer down. I mean, I really do. Because, listen, a lot of golfers, you don't have to be in hot to gamblers or whatever Phil Mickelson is to want the bigger stack of money, right? And so I think a bunch of golfers might say, listen, if they're just going to give me a slap on the wrist, yeah, I'll go take some money from there. So I'll take that money instead of playing here. So I do think that there's a I think they should bring the hammer down.
I would
if they're on solid legal ground.
Yeah, I would too. Because if you just say, we're going to, you guys, if you just come out Thursday and say Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, everybody else is suspended through the end of the year, then what's to stop Bryson DeChambeau from going, that's it? And I can still play in the majors?
That's true, right.
And they're going to give me $75 million?
They can still play in the majors. That's the thing. They can still play in the majors. But right now there's only eight events. You don't want to play eight events in the majors?
I mean, if you can make more money and play less.
That, I guess.
You know, that's, right. That's a good gig for most people. They're gonna pay me.
Well, okay, then what's the difference? You send them for the, ban them forever, ban them for life. You're still not. You can't ban them from the Masters.
No, but you can make it clear to the your other PGA Tour members if with a lifetime ban. What you then right. say to them is, "Hey, you see what we just did to Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson? Don't think we right. won't do it to you. And yes, you will get a lot of money to go over there. Are you sure that thing's gonna be there in 2 years? We are going to be right. here in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 200 years. Are you sure that thing's going to be in there in 2 years? Because, hey, Ricky Fowler, like, do what you're going to do, but you're still relatively young. You go there, you can't come back here. That thing doesn't exist in 3 years. What are you doing?
Okay, give him a lifetime ban.
On the other hand, give him a lifetime ban, then that thing does, like, just fall apart for whatever reason.
And, oh, then at that point you can. At that point, who cares? Then you can reverse a lifetime ban.
Yeah, just
appeal,
don't. Yeah, just on life,
lifetime ban.
Yeah, just you know? You actually text Phil Mickelson. You're like, Phil, you want to appeal your lifetime ban next week? Yeah, I mean,
Let me tell you the story of Jeremy Hunt.
Yeah,
Jeremy Hunt was banned from the University of Memphis basketball. But it was what was it?
Permanent dismissal.
It was a permanent ban. Yeah, Jeremy Hunt was permanently banned from the Memphis basketball program until he wasn't. You know, that's fine. Do that.
Oh, that was
just
wild.
Get Shirley Raines in there. You know,
well, like my understanding of that was, you know, John Calipari. Like if Jeremy Hunt, so long ago, but my recollection of it was. He was really about to transfer to Tennessee, maybe. And John Calipari was like, you know, if Jeremy Hunt transfers to Tennessee, like told Shirley Raines this, if he transfers to Tennessee, we play them next season, and then he beats us, I'm going to make it clear I wanted him back, but you're the one that stopped me. And she was like, oh, Jeremy can play. It's fine. Aren't you glad or aren't I glad or I'm so glad, whatever that is they sing? Yeah, she said, okay, Jeremy Hunt can play. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Woo! Yeah. And that was that. That was that.
I liked Phil, though. It is funny. Like, for all of this, I always liked Phil. I like covering Phil. I like the fact that he loved Memphis. I like the fact that he tipped big, you know. Maybe he hadn't tipped so big, he wouldn't be in his fix. But I was always, I mean, it is weird. Like, as a fan, I'm pro-Phil.
Right, because everybody who knows him, or at least most people who know him, they say he's a phony. Like the people who right. have to be around him every day don't like him, but the people who only have brief interactions right. with him tend to love him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
I don't know. I've been around him a few times, and he always,
he's
I liked
great
him.
To me.
He's great to me.
Yeah.
I like people who are great to us.
Yeah. Me too.
I just want people to be great to us.
You know, his first tournament after his wife's breast cancer surgery was, or whatever, breast cancer recovery, that was in Memphis. Like he had some big moments in Memphis, and at a time when, you know, obviously the tour now, you know, being part of the playoff is going to be a great field, but it's not always been a great field, and Phil has almost always been there.
Right. And I remember back when it wasn't a great field and he was here, so he's the biggest thing here, you know, it's felt like by a significant margin. And this is when I was at the Commercial Appeal, so I was covering the event. Somebody could look up the details on the year. I don't remember the specific. I just remember this happening. He was like on the cut line. So it's like Friday afternoon at TPC Southwind. It's a million degrees. And he's on the fairway at 18 and just hits it right in the middle of the water. and misses the cut. He's like, yeah, it just got away from me. And, like, who knows? Because, like, it doesn't. But it felt like I can either put this ball on the green, two putt, and make the cut barely, or I can go home. Let me, or I could hit the ball in the water and go home. And whether intentional or not, the ball went in the water. I've always thought about that. Like if you're on, and there is something to be said for not missing the cut and all that stuff. But when your options are get 2 days off, go home. When you've already got $100 million,
right?
And your options are, I can put this ball on the green, two putt, and I will make the cut. I'll tee off at 7:15 in the morning and probably make, relatively speaking, nothing for finishing this tournament. Or I can miss the green and go home. Like, would you be tempted to just miss the green and go home?
100%. 100%. Yeah. I mean, it all depends on where your golf game is. Do you want to work on your golf game by playing another round of golf? Do you want to get the hell out of there? What's the weather like? Is it your daughter's birthday? Like, there's a lot of things that can go into that. But I'm sure he's not the first person to ever put it in the water, metaphorically, when they're close to the cut line.
So we'll see on Thursday what they decide to do with these golfers who are going to play in the LIV golf tournament.
And it would be a departure because evidently they typically do not announce discipline. So if they announce discipline, that will be a different deal than what the PGA typically does.
Right, and I think they have to here. Like, I really do think it's important to set a precedent or else – like, if you're Bryson, like, look, I just keep throwing out Bryson DeChambeau because he was rumored to do this at one point. Hey, Phil Mickelson is suspended for the year. So Bryson DeChambeau says, listen, I'm coming back from a hand wrist injury. I don't know how much I'm going to play the rest of this year anyway. I can just go to LIV Golf. $75 million, I'm making up numbers now. $75 million guarantee, plus I'm playing for $25 to $30 million purses. I can still play the majors, and I can still come back to the PGA Tour next year. All right, sure. I just made I don't know how much money I'm going to make this year, but I just made $75 million. Now, with him, you got to weigh it against the sponsors you're going to lose. Because the second you announce you're leaving, like Dustin Johnson did, he lost sponsors immediately.
Right.
So you're going to lose some sponsors, but like your agent should be able to have a good grasp for that. This is what you're going to lose. This is what you're going to make. Are you comfortable with it? Does it make sense? But if you don't, I think if it's something as light as suspended for the rest of the year, some guys who aren't so conflicted that they just can't do it. Like Roy McIlroy has said. Now, Roy McIlroy's got more money than he knows what to do with, so perhaps that plays makes it easier. But he has said, I will not do it. I'll never play in a Saudi event. I haven't, and I never will, and I would not do this under any circumstances. You have to have a moral compass. So, like, there's some guys who just would not do it under any circumstances. It's probably the youngest of the wealthiest guys. But if there's somebody who's on the fence, like, I might do it, but I don't want to be banned for life, then you find out it's not really a ban for life. Maybe you'd be in, you know, maybe you're playing in week two. And if you get more guys jumping after week one for week two,
right,
you got problems if you're the PGA Tour.
Yep.
I heard you properly executed Find My iPhone this weekend.
We did properly execute. It was not my iPhone, but a friend and I were going to ride our bikes, as we do. And the question was, where was the iPhone? And it turned out, this is always bracing, you look at where's the iPhone. What you wanted to say is, oh, it's upstairs, you know, or it's in the TV room, or it's, and the answer was, it's on Sam Cooper Boulevard. Because it was on the top of the minivan. I do think a life lesson is don't ever put your iPhone on the top of the minivan.
Oh, that's
or
a good
any
one.
Car.
Yeah, that's the smart.
I mean, I have done it before, but I think I won't do it anymore. A coffee cup, which I've done before and driven off, you know, with a coffee cup on the front of my top of my car. A, if it smashes, who cares? And B, it's tall. You can see it there. Like, if you drive off with a coffee cup, you're on your car. You're really not paying attention when you get in the car. But an iPhone. You know, you can easily miss an iPhone. As soon as you put it up on top of your car, there's a very good chance you're going to drive off with it. And so this particular iPhone ended up on the side of the of Sam Cooper, and it was there for about 5 or 6 hours. But we went back and walked along Sam Cooper. Do wonder if anyone saw me there. Hello, everyone who saw me walking along Sam Cooper, and found it, and it's still a functional iPhone. It's still a functional iPhone. So do you often use the Find Your Phone app?
As recently as a couple days ago. The thing that works well, like if you know your phone's in the general, like you've lost your phone in your house.
Right.
I didn't know this, but at the Final Four somebody showed it to me. I lost my phone on set. It was one of these deals where in between segments they were taking our chairs on the outdoor set and clearing the court because we were on a court outside so that we could do some sort of, you know, shooting exhibition thing. And so they're like, all right, hey, you got to get out of the chairs. Everybody out of the chairs. We're back in 220, 215, like that. And so it's like a sort of a hectic scene. And this was the last segment of the show. So then show's over. Hey, great show, everybody. That was fun, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I go to our set director, and I'm like, yo, where's my phone? And he's like, I don't have your phone. I was like, yeah, but my phone was in my chair, and you guys grabbed the chairs. So I should have kept the phone with me. I know that. This is my fault.
Right.
But somebody grabbed my phone. And they were like, nobody grabbed your phone. And you're trying to be as nice as possible.
Right.
Because you don't want to, because there's this fine line between, like, you're just asking reasonable questions or, oh, my God, here's the talent being difficult again. You know?
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, hey, listen, I know everybody's doing their best, but somebody 100% got my phone. All right? So I'm not mad at anybody, but we got to find it. And so we're looking around, and one of the production assistants is like, you got an Apple Watch? And I said, yeah. They said, just click your Apple Watch. I'm like, I don't know what you mean. And they were like, here, come here. And they just scrolled down, whatever. There's a thing on your Apple Watch. You can just hit it, and your phone goes, beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
So where was it? Beep, who beep, had beep. It in their pocket?
One of these guys on the set had taken it and put it on a table underneath a tarp so you couldn't even see it. And I'm like, first off, this was awesome. Thank you for doing that. Come here, set director. I'm not mad at you, but can we? You now at least acknowledge.
Oh, you had to prove it was correct. God.
Look, I love you, but you got it.
You had to say I told you so.
Well, I knew I was right. I knew I was right.
You had to say I told you so. By the way, Apple is doing other things. Like, so in addition to the Find Your Phone app now, and would you ever use this? Now you can unsend a text. I think it's 15. Apple did this thing today. They did a program where they announced new stuff. I think if they use Apple Maps, there's a bunch of things. If you use Apple Maps, I think I saw this in Fishman's tweet. They now, if you're going on a long drive, you don't do this, but they don't make time for stops, right? So I'm going to get to Michigan. It's going to be 10 hours. It's not going to be 10 hours. It's going to be 12 hours because I have to stop. So they built in an Apple Maps now, supposedly. But then another thing is, you know, time for breaks. But then you can now send a text, and I think it's within 10 or 15 minutes, if you want to unsend the text, you can unsend a text. That's very handy, don't you think? Would you ever unsend a text? Or even if it's just got a typo in it, you could do it. Apple beat Twitter to this function.
If you are somebody who has never wanted to unsend a text? You don't text very often. Who hasn't wanted to unsend a text?
But in 15 minutes, you might want to unsend a text the next day, right? But does the regret hit within 10 or 15 minutes?
I've certainly had the regret hit within 10 or 15 minutes.
I don't like this.
You think you will? Well, that's, I don't know how it works. Like, I don't know if it'll just be imported into your phone that you have in your hand. I suspect it will. It's a software update, right? So you think in the next year you will unsend a text?
I would assume so. I mean, I don't get too wild with text messages.
But it feels like we're just rewarding bad people.
I don't think we're rewarding bad. Oh, you think people are going to send some text, like F-U-U-M-F-er, and then delete it? The truth of the matter is it won't stop people from taking screenshots.
Or like creeps.
Text, though.
Well, like
creeps. You can still screenshot.
Can't you already do that on Facebook though? Like Facebook messages? Because sometimes I don't deal with Facebook too often, but every once in a while I'd be like, you got a message from so and so, and I'm like, all right, and I'll click on it, and then it'll say this message has been deleted. Like that, you can send a Facebook.
Really?
I think it's happened to me a few times in the past few months. By the time I look at the message, somebody decided they didn't want to send it to me. I think that's a real thing.
That may be a real thing. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, like
I would like to be able to. I mean, you can delete tweets, but you can't edit tweets. And I actually understand why editing tweets is problematic, right? You know, I tweet something, 100 people like it. I then edit it to say something completely else, and all of a sudden I got 100 people
liking
something
they didn't like. That's the problem. First off, if people are like, we need an edit button. Just delete it and do it again. I do that sometimes, you know, at least once a week. I typoed something, didn't word it the way I wanted to.
The problem is if it's taken off for a while and then you notice it, then it's, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, if it's taken off, then presumably the typo wasn't.
Yeah, then you can live with the typo. Like, I saw you retweet something Fishman did the other day, and it was, like, starting to take off, and there was an obvious typo in it, and I think he just decided to leave it there because, like, I'm not going to go back and mess with this. The problem with having just a edit button is – somebody types, the Mets are good. Well, that's an obvious one, but like, it could be like, Mets beat the Dodgers 5-4. I think they're going to win the World Series this season. And I'm like, ooh, that's fun. I like that. And then, somebody edits and is like, you know, like, I love Donald Trump. I want him to be president again.
Right.
And
it
says Gary Parish liked. It's like, well, you can't hold on. I think the rule, if we ever get an edit button, should be if you edit it, it resets. All likes are gone. All retweets are gone.
Oh, that makes sense. Right.
So you can edit it, but it resets. At which point, what's the difference between editing it and retweeting
right.
it, really. So, yeah, but yeah, I don't think we need an edit button for that. We just need to just be more careful when you tweet, and if you need to delete and start
it
over.
It's amazing how often I do typos in tweets, though. Like, what kind of idiot? Like, anyway.
Life's hard. I can't tell you all the time.
Life's
difficult.
So
all right, Jeff Coggins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Yeah. Life's difficult, Bennett.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You ever wanted to unsend a text?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But I mean, that's not fair. Like to what we've gone through all these years. Like, it's, I mean,
has a text message that you've sent ever caused you real actual problems?
No, not to my knowledge. Mm-mm.
Yeah, there were.
Like, legally, or could I get fired? No, I don't think so.
Or leaving, like, damage. You were, like, you
relationship.
Were just, yeah, just like,
I don't think so.
You just wake up the next day and you're like, I wish I wouldn't have said that to that person. See, I've woken up the next day and said, I wish I wouldn't have said that to that person. Like, it doesn't cost me in any sort of real way, because it's like, okay, that person's, we're probably not on the best of terms anymore, but I don't really care, you know? Like, okay, we're not on the best of terms anymore, but I don't actually care, so it doesn't really matter. But I have had those moments where I wish I would have worded that a little differently, softened it a little bit, maybe not sent it at that point in time. I've had those.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just, you know, then I just sort of go, that's too bad. And then I just move on with my life, whatever. But I'm confident there's people out there who have sent texts that have actually, like, you know, they went too far. Like, what was the, like, imagine if the Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban thing was all done via text between those two.
Yeah, right.
All right? Then Jimbo Fisher could go like, man, I wish I wouldn't have sent that text. I think I went too far. Or Nick Saban could say, I wish I wouldn't have sent that text. I went too far. Sometimes you go too far in a back and forth with somebody on text message. And maybe it doesn't actually cost you anything, but you just, the other person will never get what you said out of their head. And you'll never get what they said out of your head. And so even if it's just an underlying thing, it's a real thing. And if you could unsend them before somebody sees them, might be a benefit to that.
See, I don't think that's what's happening here, though. I don't think it's you can unsend before they see it. I think it's just you can unsend the text and it goes away on both of your phones.
Right. But if you do that before they see it, then they never saw it.
But how would... Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they weren't looking at their phone. I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you, like, I text you right now, F you, Bennett, I hope you die.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you know.
And I'm not looking at my phone.
No, you're playing with your kid. You're not looking at your phone.
Right.
And then 45 minutes, and then I immediately go, God, I shouldn't have told Bennett, I hope he dies. Let's unsend that.
That makes sense.
And then you haven't even looked at your phone. You don't even see that I ever texted you.
I don't like it.
I think I'm for it.
I'm against. I think it's just rewarding bad behavior.
I just would like to live in a world where I could tell you I want you to die and then take it back real quickly.
No. Mm-mm. What comes out of people, they have to live with the consequences of what they say.
That's a good life lesson,
Bennett. Yeah, that's right.
That's a good life lesson. It's a decent counter-argument is rooted in that. learn to live with the repercussions of what you text somebody.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to deal with the repercussions, then maybe you should have never sent that text message at all.
What's another good rule? Think before you speak.
I guess that's a good rule.
Yep. We're changing all these rules that we've lived by forever. I don't like it.
Bennett just wants to go back to the good old days.
Think before you speak.
I think on Facebook you can send. Somebody look that up for me. Because sometimes I click on, I see a Facebook message from somebody and I'll be like, oh, I haven't thought about this person in a long time.
And it's gone?
I wonder what they had to say. And it's like, sender has deleted this or unsent this or something. It says something like that. And then I'm just left to wonder. I wonder why they reached out to me. And then I wonder why they decided not to reach out to me. And then I forget about it pretty quickly. But,
right.
But I remember it happening. Be back in a second.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house. That person is Josh Hysall, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms that you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. He can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees, no upfront costs. And he'll let you out of the contract at any time, risk-free. So please call the only agent I'd trust if I needed to sell my home. That's the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147 is the number. Or just look him up. JoshHysall.com. Google Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHysall.com.
DQ presents a burger and blizzard meal matchup. Today's matchup is Bryce Harper's new DQ meal with flamethrower signature stack burger, fries, and a cookie dough blizzard versus Tim Anderson's new DQ meal with a bacon two cheese deluxe signature stack burger, fries, and an Oreo blizzard. Who picks the winner? That's you. Visit DQ.com to cast your vote for which meal should be the official meal of MLB. But first, try them both today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
The smoke is back at churches. Our $6 smokehouse chicken meal. To the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to register using code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. 89.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-828-5242 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-828-5242. That's 800-828-5242. What do you have to lose? Call 800-828-5242. Again, 800-828-5242.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yep.
NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel's giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. Even if your favorite team isn't in the finals, you can make it fun. Take the Celtics on a money line. Take Jason Tatum's over point total. Take the Warriors under. That would be one way to play a same-game parlay in Game 3 on Wednesday night. Just make sure when you sign up with promo code Gary. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. So join today with promo code Gary and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7. FanDuel Sportsbook. That's FanDuel. Official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey amigos, Becky G here to let you know that if you want it all just like I do, there's a new way to save with Xfinity Internet.
That's right. Now get Xfinity Internet with unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free streaming box with your favorite entertainment. All for just $50 a month with a 2-year rate guarantee and no annual contract required. Switching to Xfinity has never been easier. It's risk-free, and you get all the Wi-Fi power your family needs for a house full of connected devices. And with everything you've got going on at home, you deserve internet that can keep up. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store to learn more.
Get an incredible value on unlimited internet and free streaming. Switch today.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New fast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Summer is upon us, and that means it's time to seize the moment and start enjoying the great outdoors, being active, or hitting the beach, which makes it the perfect time to stop by and let us find you your perfect pair of shoes for the summer. Scale steep hills, run that 5K, walk that mile, or conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. At New Balance Memphis, we'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Don't spend the summer in uncomfortable shoes. Come to the New Balance Memphis store. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run to determine your foot size, shape, and gait so that your shoes fit perfectly. Stop by the New Balance Memphis store today, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
Have you been to the Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven? If not, you got to get by there. It's 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They've got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, Drum Smokers, just a huge selection, a massive selection of anything and everything. And there's also a section of the store dedicated to cooking classes, including a large area for in-person cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. And these classes are taught by local chefs, different barbecue personalities. So, yeah, you want to go there and get everything you need to set up your backyard perfectly, you can do it. You want to go there and learn how to be awesome on the grill? You can do that too. The address is 875 Goodman Road. It's in that South Haven Commons complex. That's 875 Goodman Road. Phone number 662-510-5690. That's 662-510-5690. It's the Barbecue All-Star Superstore. You can learn more on the web, thebbqallstars.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S.
Y'all feel like that?
Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. It is so smooth you can drink it straight, and I promise it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It wouldn't make any sense for me or you or anybody else to buy any other brand when we're inside the liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka is going to be the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka. They got flavored vodkas too. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. So if you like flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's going to be your go-to. Got a gluten-free vodka as well. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, next time you're in there, ask them to get it for you. They can. No problem. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the most important thing is that you can. I confirmed it with my own research. Send a Facebook message and then delete it. And if nobody sees it before you delete it, then nobody will ever see it.
Feels like you're setting up some people to fail here.
I'm just telling you what's available to you and what's not.
I get it.
Because I bet you there's somebody out there who goes, there's this one time, who goes, God, I wish I wouldn't have sent that Facebook message.
Right.
What am I going to do about it now? My research shows that you can unsend that, remove it, and it'll never be there. Nobody will ever be none the wiser. That's a good thing to know.
Sure.
On the list of things to know that might help you someday, it's a good thing to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Use it if you have to. Don't if you don't.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, we're going college baseball, Big Bet Bennett.
What's going on?
Arkansas, Oklahoma State. Winner advances to a super regional, I think. Loser is done for the season.
Is this about to happen?
6 o'clock on ESPN2.
I didn't even know I could bet on this.
Yeah, you can bet on this. Okay. Arkansas 40-19, Oklahoma State's 42-21. They have split games the past couple of nights. First pitch tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Oklahoma State is minus 125. Arkansas minus 105.
Are you kidding me? We are calling the Hogs.
Jalen Battles.
We're calling the Hogs. Woo Pig Suey.
Woo Pig Suey, and dude, I'm going with the Hawks too.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's have fun.
We're Arkansas at minus 105. It's so wild. The pitching staffs are in such disarray.
I got to get this in.
Like, they don't even take into account who's starting pitching, who's not. It's just like, whoever starts, it's fine. It's fine. Oklahoma State's minus 125. Arkansas minus 105. First pitch coming up on ESPN2.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in a new comedy special on Netflix?
Yeah, absolutely. What's up?
Bill Burr presents Friends Who Kill.
Love Bill Burr.
This is a showcase of stand-up comedians curated by Bill Burr. So he's basically taking some of his friends that are lesser-known comedians and putting them on a big stage and saying, these are my friends who kill.
Okay, I like Bill Burr.
Yeah, it's fine. I like Bill Burr, too. You can stream it right now.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, David Cobb, my colleague at CBS Sports, has updated the list of best transfers available and unavailable in college basketball. Obviously, Memphis is working the transfer portal. So if you want to know who's out there, go check that out, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Oh, it'll be Tuesday, one day closer to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. I'll be on with Jeff in the morning, be back here in like 22 hours. Enjoy.